On the Trail, Martin's Cove, by David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. Come with us to explore an important place in church history. In 1847, covered wagons carrying pioneers began rolling into the Salt Lake Valley, but thousands more people who wanted to come to the valley couldn't afford wagons or animals to pull them. Then President Brigham Young had an idea. The saints can travel by handcart. They are much less expensive than wagons, and people could pull the carts themselves. In 1856, five groups of pioneers left Iowa pulling handcarts. Three companies arrived safely in the Salt Lake Valley, but two of the handcart companies left too late in the year and had trouble on the trail. One of the groups that had trouble was the Martin Handcart Company. They were almost out of food and weren't prepared for the freezing weather. People were dying. President Young heard about the struggling pioneers, so he sent a rescue team to find them. The rescuers found the pioneers and helped them move to a nearby cove for shelter. To get there, they had to cross the icy Sweetwater River. The rescuers carried many of the pioneers across. That night, a blizzard hit. The pioneers' tents were blown down, and more people died. After 5 days, the handcart pioneers left Martin's Cove. Eventually, they met more rescue wagons. On November 30th, they finally made it to the Salt Lake Valley. Each year, many visitors come to Martin's Cove to pull handcarts on pioneer treks. It helps them think about the great sacrifices the pioneers made to travel to a place where they could build temples and live the gospel. The pioneers took along flour, blankets, and pots and pans for cooking. You can see this display inside the visitor's center at the Mormon Handcart Historic Site. End of On the Trail, Martin's Cove, by David A. Edwards.